Welcome to the AI Daily Podcast. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024, and I'm your host, Amy Iverson. Today, we're exploring the latest breakthroughs and trends that are shaping the future of artificial intelligence technology. In today's deep dive, we're exploring the seismic shifts occurring in the realm of artificial intelligence technology. The pace of change is astonishing, akin to the rapid blink of an eye. And in this era, that eye might just be a product of AI deepfake technology. The advancement of deepfake technology is accelerating at an unprecedented rate, raising alarms about the authenticity of the content we encounter every day. Political figures, celebrities, and public personas are now vulnerable to being replicated or entirely fabricated with AI tools like DALL-E, Midjourney, and OpenAI's Sora. These tools empower even novices to create convincing deepfakes with nothing more than a simple prompt. While some may view these synthetic creations as harmless, the reality is far more complex. Deepfakes have the potential to facilitate scams, identity theft, spread propaganda, and even manipulate elections. To combat this emerging threat, Henry Ajda, founder of Latent Space Advisory and a leading voice in generative AI, emphasizes the need for vigilance. Although early deepfakes had telltale flaws, such as extra fingers or mismatched eyeglasses, we can no longer rely solely on these obvious errors. As these AI-generated images and videos grow more refined, they acquire what Ajda describes as an electronic sheen, often leaving subjects with unnaturally smooth skin. However, clever prompting can mask these imperfections, making it even harder to discern reality from fiction. Therefore, it's crucial to pay attention to inconsistencies in shadows and reflections, which may reveal the presence of a fraudulent AI-created image or video. Shifting our focus from the perils to a potentially historic development, the United Nations is at the forefront with a resolution sponsored by the United States. This resolution aims to promote the safe application of AI on a global scale. US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan views this as a historic step forward. If passed, it would represent a global consensus on a core set of principles for AI development and usage, principles intended to harness AI for societal benefit while carefully managing the accompanying risks. This resolution doesn't merely set boundaries and guidelines, it extends an olive branch to bridge the digital divide. It's imperative that both wealthy and developing nations participate in this dialogue, with the latter gaining access to AI's transformative benefits. We're talking about applications in disease detection, flood prediction, agricultural enhancement, and job training, innovations that could reshape economies and improve the lives of millions. Meanwhile, the University of Geneva has reached a new milestone that blurs the lines between human and machine intelligence. Their team has created an AI capable of performing tasks based on written or oral instructions, and can even teach its sister AI to do the same through language. Envision a future where AIs can teach and learn from each other, expanding their capabilities without human intervention. This brings us closer to a reality where AI can autonomously perform human tasks, moving beyond the trial and error learning that has limited previous generations of artificial intelligence. In other news, AI's impact is causing a stir in the South Korean memory chip market. Companies like Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix are riding the wave of AI enthusiasm. Their stock prices are soaring as the demand for high-bandwidth memory chips, essential for AI algorithms, skyrockets. But it's not just about the memory chips. This is a symphony where each component plays a vital role. From hardware like HBM and HBM3E chips to companies like NVIDIA, with its Blackwell AI chips, and Micron Technology's surprising quarterly profits, every element contributes to a grand symphony of innovation. This melody of growth is filled with anticipation for an AI-powered future, with each company striving to become the lead performer in this AI concerto. Amidst these individual achievements, we must not lose sight of the broader theme. The technology we discuss is not only transforming markets and economies, but it's also becoming an integral part of our daily lives. The intensity of our reliance on interaction with and influence by AI demands not only our attention, but also our thoughtful consideration. As the pace of AI innovation quickens, we are faced with privacy concerns, digital inequality, and ethical dilemmas that require our active participation. As we progress, we must ensure that our ambition is tempered with caution, so that technology serves the greater good and does not lead to our downfall. In the ever-changing world of artificial intelligence, we've got some fascinating news that's sure to capture the attention of tech enthusiasts and the general public alike, as what once seemed like science fiction is now becoming our reality. Take Cohere, an AI startup from Toronto founded by former Google researchers, which is making headlines with its foundation models. These models are the backbone of AI technologies like ChatGPT from OpenAI. Cohere is on the verge of securing a staggering $500 million in funding, valuing the company at an estimated $5 billion, more than double its valuation from just last June. This is noteworthy not only for the staggering figures, but also for the confidence and optimism investors are placing in AI's integration into our everyday lives. Cohere's growth is exponential, with their annualized revenue run rate leaping from $13 million to $22 million in mere months. Cohere's offerings are not just theoretical. They provide tangible, enterprise-focused AI models. Their collaboration with Oracle and plans to expand across other major cloud providers signify a commitment to accessibility and integration, key for AI's widespread adoption. The race is on for AI foundation model companies to secure capital for development. It's a race that involves immense computational power and the pursuit of top industry talent. Cohere is up against giants like OpenAI, which, with Microsoft's support, is projecting revenues of $1 billion by 2024. However, some seasoned venture capitalists are skeptical about the frenetic pace of funding. They question whether the potential revenue justifies the vast amounts of capital being invested in these AI labs, a critical consideration as the industry forges ahead. In another corner of the AI universe, we have Neuralink, Elon Musk's foray into neurotechnology. Musk's company is once again making headlines with a video of their first human patient, Noland Arbour, who is quadriplegic, masterfully playing chess using only his mind, thanks to a Neuralink brain implant. Arbour's ability to play games and learn new languages by controlling a cursor with his brain offers a tantalizing preview of how AI and machine interfaces could revolutionize human capabilities and our interaction with the digital world. The potential is vast, from restoring independence to those with physical disabilities, to treating disorders, and, as Musk envisions, perhaps even achieving a symbiotic relationship between humans and AI. These stories are interconnected, part of a narrative where AI is not only advancing rapidly, but also beginning to redefine the realm of possibility. With investments flowing and technological barriers falling, we stand on the cusp of potentially world-changing breakthroughs. The convergence of human intelligence and artificial intelligence is no longer a question of if, but when and how. And that concludes today's episode of the AI Daily Podcast. Thank you all for joining me this week as we delved into the latest and most exciting developments in artificial intelligence. I hope our discussions have not only informed you, but also ignited your curiosity about the incredible potential of AI technology. Please join me, Amy Iverson, again on Monday for more fresh insights into the dynamic world of artificial intelligence. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on your preferred podcast platform. Have a fantastic weekend, and let's keep our imaginations kindled with the possibilities of what AI can achieve for our future. Until next time, stay smart and stay curious.